I take the assignments very seriously. I mean, actually, I'm a twice valedictorian, so I really take things seriously. So it says rite of passage. So I'm like agonizing for a month. What's my rite of passage? Well, then I went, duh, my rite of passage is me. I mean, I was a guy, and now I'm not. So I want to talk about how that happened. And the other thing that I learned is the word liminal. I love it. The liminal is a word like meaning you're on the edge. You're neither before or neither after. You're in that space in between. And so every rite of passage starts before, and then you kind of leave your that era, that past, that how you grew to be who you are behind. You go through a transition, and you come out the other side, and then you join society in that other way of being. So I think I got frozen in the liminal stage, and I never quite did it. So the way it happened was that I was married, had for 27 years, three daughters, and all that 27 years was with my ex-wife's effort, was that we met in 1975, and we thought we could put all that kind of weird stuff behind me, like wanting to be a woman and being a drag queen and all these kind of things, put it behind, and if I work really hard at being a guy, I could become a guy. So we tried for 27 years, and I really worked at it, and I worked, and as long as I worked, I didn't think. So then, one day, our kids are gone, we're empty nesters, and I'm sitting in a studio, standing in a studio I built. I want to do art. And I stood there, and there was no me. I didn't exist. I had repressed myself out of existence. So there I am, and I'm going. So I went in the house and told my wife, I said, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to have to transition. And she said, well, if you do that, that's it, you know. And I went, okay. And we're still, just to cut to chase, we love each other very much. We're still best friends, and we talk to each other all the time. But we're not married. So anyway, so the way it worked was, I went, okay, how am I going to do this? And so the real transition began when I realized I didn't want to be a man. I didn't want to live as a man. So how was I going to do that? So I sort of started becoming more and more like not being a man. Like I started dressing sort of androgynous and doing, you know. So an example, I walked up to my friends who were outside this wine bar, and it was a hot summer day, and everybody's milling outside. And I saw my friend Luann, and I walked up and said, Luann! And we hugged, right? And Luann goes, are you wearing a bra? And I'm going, shh, shh. And then I went, yeah, I am wearing a bra. And so that was like a moment of, in my mind, like owning who I was. So then I kind of became more and more me. And then I went to Bangkok and really became me. And that was like, talk about a transition. That was like, as I went with junk to no junk. So I actually had an affair there. I was in Bangkok. Nobody goes to Bangkok where you spend like 10 days with your feet inclined like this and, you know, and I'm in this hospital in Bangkok, and all the nurses look like they're Girl Scouts because, you know, everybody in Bangkok is small, and they look young, and they had all come in like a bevy of nurses, and I'm sitting there spread eagle for the world to see. And they're all saying things, and this nurse is pointing and doing things to me, and I'm just like that. So you get over modesty. I mean, pretty easy. I mean, the cleaning lady was coming by, and she was actually sweeping. And she goes, oh, healing nicely. I just sit there. So anyway, I it was one of the So after, like, anyway, so I'm there, and I'm in the hotel. It's a great hotel. There's people from all over the world staying at this hotel getting work done. You know, work down there, work around your face, work this kind of work, all kinds of work done. So this woman comes walking with actually five women. They're from New Caledonia. And talk about an exotic place. It's near Tahiti. Everybody looks gorgeous, like Gauguin paintings. And so this one gorgeous woman who was there as a chaperone comes in, sits down, and we're all sitting, we're all trans people. We're sitting around and talking. She sits down, and she looks across the table at me and goes, "You want to come to my room?" I went, "Okay." And for the next 2 weeks, we were inseparable. It was the neatest thing. That's an aside. That's sort of a segue. So anyway, so I come back, and I'm trying to live as me, and I hadn't figured out about living as me. I was beginning to think I was supposed to then become a woman. And so I was sort of going through adolescence, and I would, like, wear all my skirts at once or all my jewelry at once, or, you know, I would, like, my neighbor Cookie was in her 60s. I'd walk out, and she would just, like, we used to say it to our, I have three daughters, we used to say it to our daughters, "You're going out wearing that?" So she would say it to me, "You're going out wearing that?" And I go, so anyway, so I sort of tried that and tried all the different things. Even had acrylics done on my nails, and it ruined them. And so they just, like, chip now. It's horrible. Don't ever do acrylics. And I finally got over that. And I learned that I didn't want to be a woman. I mean, I don't know anything about women now any more than I did before. I wasn't raised as a woman. And so I wasn't in Girl Scouts. I didn't menstruate. You know, guys didn't hit on, well, gay guys hit on me, but I mean, because I like guys. But anyway, so finally it kind of occurred to me that I just wanted to be me. So what I did was I transitioned from not being me to being me. And me is sort of kind of in that liminal state, like, didn't go from man to woman. I went from not man to not woman. And I like it. And it's made me really comfortable. And so I guess that's kind of it. I got one other story. It's sort of because it tells you about how I learned to own who I am. So I lived in this little town in New Mexico, Silver City, New Mexico. I actually transitioned there in that little town. And everybody knew me because I was planning and zoning commissioner, and I was on all these boards, and I was president of the board of realtors, and that was a fundamentalist Christian. I mean, president of the board of the Calvary Christian, you know, Academy. When I transitioned, I was universally shunned. I mean, it was like people would turn their carts around in the aisles of Walmart, you know, when they would see me go the other way. So anyway, I got up in the morning, I'm walking down the street, and I'm wearing a skirt, and I'm kind of flouncing along, and there's this bar called the Buffalo Bar. We all call it the Buff. And these two sleazy guys, because it's like 10 in the morning, and they're standing out front because you got to go out front to smoke. And I walk by, and one guy says, "Well, there's a nice-looking woman." And the other guy goes, "Don't you know that's a guy?" And my response was, and walked on. And it was spontaneous. But what it did for me was I go, I like being me, and I own who I am. So anyway, that was my, so that's my rite of passage. I went from there to here.